Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials in our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
So thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
There's nobody else I want to talk to about Jesus with than you.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
And I'm 100% behind something that Bunny Pounds is doing. Encourage her, pray for her, and be involved. Be part of Christians actively engaged.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us. Guys, it's January and my book comes out February 6th. I am so excited. Jesus and Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mudslinging Profession. So this whole month, number one, I felt called that we were supposed to talk about discipleship, really drilling down on what the next generation of Christian leaders need. But also I want to talk to you about my spiritual foundations. So this whole month, we're having so many of my spiritual mothers and fathers on as we talk through what does mentorship and discipleship look like. And frankly, I think anything that we do in the kingdom of God is built on the shoulders of great men and women that have gone before us. And so I'm here at Christ for the Nations. We just filmed a part of our biblical worldview class with Dr. Dennis Lindsay, the president and CEO of Christ for the Nations, where I went to Bible school. Dr. Lindsay, it's so great to be with you.
Thank you, Bunny. Thank you.
This is a thrill to come back to CF&I, where I started when I was 18, 19 years old. I had no money, and my air conditioning of my car went out, and I would literally drive from Arlington, Texas. I would drive here, and I would get here early and pray with these crazy Africans in the prayer room, do school from 8 to 12, and then drive all the way to James Robinson's ministry, Life Outreach, and work all afternoon. And it was just such a foundation. Those African brothers taught me how to pray and taught me how to seek God, and I'm just so thankful.
Hallelujah.
I know. Well, you guys have been here at Christ for the Nations for 75 years, leading and growing up world changers. Can you give us a little history of the school?
Well, one of the most important things I see that this school is kind of unique from other Christian colleges, because there's a lot of good Christian colleges. And in fact, all of our family did go to different colleges after they graduated from Christ for the Nations. But something that I believe the Lord put within my parents, my mom and my dad, that is still here today, and that is putting the information of the Bible up here,
yes,
which a lot of Bible schools do, and then bringing it down to here. And how do you do that? I believe one of the most important things, I can see it in my own life, that changed me forever, even though I grew up in a Christian home, a Christian family, went off to a Christian college, but I did not have something that needed to be down here, and that changes your life. And what is that? Missions. If you don't understand missions and you don't really go out, then you're sitting in your pew, maybe you be a nice Christian in your church, and you give support and tithe. But if you do not go out and see what the enemy is doing in the rest of the world, or even here in your own country, then you're not going to really enter into missions. And that is the most important principle you've got to learn in a college. You've got to move all of that knowledge from here down to here. Mm-hmm. And if you have an opportunity to go out and you begin to share the gospel with other people, and you, someone says, you know, that changed my life, what you shared with me last week. Yes. Then you'll not forget that. And
yes,
you'll begin to pray for that individual and watch him grow in wisdom. and understanding. That is what we teach here at Christ for the Nations Institute. Not only get the Word of God up here so you understand it, but then move it down here. And so I see two things. The Logos Word that we read about in the beginning was the Word in John chapter 1. That's the Logos. But at the same time, that is good, but there's another word in the Greek or in the, I don't know, is it the Hebrew? And that is the Rhema.
Yes.
The Rhema. When you get the Rhema down here, you'll move the Logos down here and it becomes the Rhema, the Word of God, and it becomes alive and you can't forget it. So that is so important in any education that you learn from a Christian standpoint.
I think that's really what separated this Bible school in my mind from others, is that we start out every morning with worship and prayer. So even before you go into classes and you start getting things up in your head, you're already processing with the Lord, right? You're worshiping Him for His glory. And then you had to have a local ministry. Like I was in local church internship, or I started my first semester in moral issues, going to Planned Parenthood and praying for people. And that really began even my conversations with the Lord about how I could serve in America, was having to apply those things even in my daily life. Talk about that a little bit, just how Christ for the Nations kind of helps Christians develop those skills to go out there.
Okay, one of the things when I started teaching here at Christ for the Nations, I was with Youth with a Mission, and we had to learn. I still remember the first person I ever led to the Lord. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the church, but I never did any of that stuff. I just listened to it. And then I went on this little outreach for 6 weeks one summer, and I still remember the first person I ever led to the Lord.
Mm.
I can't forget that. So one of the things I've learned, that trip, that outreach ministry changed my life. And then I went into discipleship course at another college, Youth with a Mission. And then when I came back here and started teaching here, I says, we got to do something. We got to have summer outreaches here at Christ for the Nations. So I took the first outreach from Christ for the Nations in 1974. That was a life-changing experience. It changed my life. I bumped into a creationist, a biblical creationist, and he taught me something I'd never heard before that changed my life forever. And now I've been teaching a biblical view of creation for 50 years. That happened on the first outreach here at Christ for the Nations. And I said, this has to be a regular part for somebody to graduate. You got to go on an outreach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just graduate with a degree that you went to all the classes and you passed all the exams. You have to take what you've learned here, take it out there and put it to practice. And so that's been a regular part of this ministry now for 50 plus years.
That is so good. And I know I share in chapter one of my book, I was up in the balcony of Christ for the Nations. It was dark. It was after classes one day. And I had to read Richard Hander, one of the teachers here, had required that we read the book of Philippians 30 times in that semester, which, you know, in a book of Philippians class, and they're like, that's excessive. But it got so much in my spirit that I really felt the Lord gave me a scripture out of Philippians 1:29, that it's not only been granted to you that you believe on your name, but that you suffer for His sake. And I thought, God, what does that mean? But what I had here, and also working at James Robinson's ministry, was this constant flow of this idea of missions, that we have to give and we have to go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? So I instantly thought, I'm going to Muslim country. I'm going to the 1040 window. Obviously, I'm going to be a martyr for Christ. Never thinking 20 years later that might mean, you know, having $1 million spent against me and my family running for Congress. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't in my grid, right? But I love that about this place, that you push the students to do all that they can do, lay down their life to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you, Dr. Lindsay?
Well, again, that is what the Lord is teaching His disciples, and they gave their lives. I mean, they all just worked hard. Once you begin to see the supernatural work in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit, your life has changed. And I can't imagine what those disciples, once they begin to see the resurrected Jesus, how their life, what in the world? And
yes.
Miracles like that, that happen in your life that you do not forget. And I've got, that's what my book on 77 Supernatural Surprise, it's full of miracles that I wasn't expecting. That changes your life, and you're ready to go as far as the Lord leads you in a direction that you will trust Him, and He'll take you through those amazing and give you more miracles. But you've got to trust Him, willing to step out in the almost darkness, because the Lord wants you to take the light that's in your heart to the darkness to change the people there that are living in the darkness.
Yes. That's practical Christianity, and it's something that we're not getting in discipleship. As you're thinking about your own kids now, working within the Institute and everything they're doing for the Lord, how much joy does that give you and Ginger to know that the next generation is rising up?
I tell everybody, I don't know how the Lord did this, and He'll do it with you. He'll do it with anybody that will trust Him. And to submit their lives or their family's lives or their children's life and watch, just pray for them.
Yes.
And be a good example. Give them wisdom, little things. That doesn't mean we're all perfect. We all have our problems and they see our problems. But hey, I make mistakes and my children make mistakes. And you love them anyway because the Lord loves us. I mean, I just read the little passage in scripture that I'm working on, the bumblebees and the honeybees. The honeybees are precious to us. They help us to enjoy life because of the pollinations that they provide. Not just the honey, but the pollinations of producing things. I have an interesting story that I've recently read about Samson in the book of Samuel. He was a terrible creature. And then one day he walks through this by this lion. He had the supernatural power of the Lord. We think of him as being a mighty muscle man. No, he was pretty plain. And if you study him, you'll see the miracles that came upon him was because the Lord gave him supernatural power. And that will happen to you when you go out on ministries. You'll do that. But he walked along and he saw in this dead animal, here's a bunch of honeybees in there. Ooh, honey, in a dead carcass. And he reaches up and touched it. Well, we can talk a lot about that, but there's something unique about that dead lion where he found honey. This world is like that dead carcass. And the honey comes from our Lord Jesus. And if you take that honey and eat it, the Lord Jesus, you take Him and put Him in you, it's going to change your life. And you are going to be resurrected just like Jesus, even though you are in a world that is full of death, decay, and disease.
Yes.
That represents that dead carcass. Jesus came to planet Earth to redeem us and give us this honey that the honeybee blesses us human beings. That's just one little good blessing though.
Wow, that's so good. And that's what God's doing in our lives is He's taking us out from the world, right? And adding us into His story. And man, the fact that He gets to use our lives, such a miracle. Well, I have to tell you that of all the endorsements I got from my book, and I was just honored and just blown away by all of them. I will start crying thinking about them, but yours blessed me the most. Really, Dr. Lindsay, because not only does Christ for the Nations mean so much to me, but it's like you identified really my calling. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and how did you get this idea that I was, you know, that I had a calling to be a blacksmith to really help the body raise up warriors, really, for the culture?
I was praying. You asked me for something, a little deal, and I just remember I was talking to the Lord about it. What shall I say, Lord? And I don't remember if it was, I was reading that passage and something happened, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but something came into my mind that I saw this couple, you know, talking about, was it Saul and,
David
and Jonathan. And they did something out there and they didn't have nobody had a spear or weapons. They just didn't have it. The enemy was out there, but they had a spear and a weapon. But you can't just do it if you're just two people. So then something dropped in my mind. The enemy was keeping the Israelites from having weapons, and only the two people had it. Well, then I said, what happened? Well, if you raise up individuals that do the same thing spiritually, like Bunny, She needs the weapons. She needs more help. She needs people. And she is like the person, like the blacksmith that makes those swords and those spears, those weapons. And I just finished reading this book by Eric Metaxas. His book. And I remember the story that caught my attention, because I traveled for years all over Europe, and I'm German, and I've got my mother, the first language I ever heard was my mother speaking in German. She's German. So I grew up with a German background. And then I learned a little bit about World War II and Hitler and the German people and the problems that they went through. And here's what I remember seeing. Pastor Bonhoeffer. This is amazing. Pastor Bonhoeffer warned the German pastors, and there were 1,500 German pastors, no, 15,000 German pastors, he's trying to get their attention, that you got to stand up against this person, Hitler. And if you don't, you were in trouble as a country. And out of the 15,000 ministers, the pastors in Germany, only 3,000 stood up against Hitler.
Wow.
Bonhoeffer was one of them, and he was executed, sent to the prison.
Yep.
And I don't know how many of the others, but 15,000 ministers. And what is happening in the United States? I saw the parallel. Ministers are not standing up against secular humanism and what the enemy is doing in this country. And we're seeing we're being destroyed. Unless we call out to the Lord, we are going to be suffering in the coming days, the coming years, before the Lord returns. So that was a miracle. I says, Bunny, you need to be doing the same thing. We need to be praying. We need to give her the blacksmiths. She is a blacksmith that is going to take us and help us to overcome the adversaries in the educational system. Oh, my goodness. The movie industry.
Yep.
That's destroying this country's liberty.
Yes. Well, it's been amazing to see God raise up an army of Christians praying, voting, and engaging regularly. We have just seen an explosion in 4 years. And I'll share one testimony with you as we close this out. Is last year, we took a trip to Washington, D.C., took 50 people to D.C., and we had a young father stand up at our like meal at the beginning where everybody was introducing themselves. And he said, you know, my motto in life has been pray, vote, complain. Oh, and I'm hoping that this trip changes it to pray, vote, engage.
Oh, that's good.
Well, when he got back, he didn't know that there was going to be an open seat in the city council in Rowlett. And a couple pastors in his town recruited him to run for city council, literally a couple weeks after he got back from DC. And he ran in the special election, ended up in a runoff. And in November, he won that seat for city council. Isn't that awesome? So that's what we're doing, is trying to train up people to be obedient, to hear the voice of the Lord and start stepping out in their communities. And that's what we do every day with Christians Engage. And I so appreciate you endorsing my book. We're so excited about it coming out February 6th, guys. The book comes out, and it really has been a very vulnerable process for me to write about my life. Sometimes I don't feel like I have a lot to say, and then I sit down and write, and I'm like, maybe I do have a little bit more to say. So thank you so much, Dr. Lindsay. And one last comment as we close out, how would you encourage people to be disciple makers in their everyday life?
Well, I remember my mom, every time we got near an election, she would tell the students, don't forget to vote. And also, don't forget, read 3 chapters daily and 5 on Sunday. And support the nation of Israel and watch the blessings of the Lord come to you, your family, your ministry. That was what she always did every semester.
Yes, she did. I have a little bit of free Lindsay in me.
All right.
Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Lindsay.
Amen. Thank you, Bunny.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App. Check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.